Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
A Dear Media original podcast.
What's up, and welcome to Wine Face, where we're breaking down everything that experts know about wine in a fun, digestible, and accessible way. Because wine is for enjoying and wine is for everyone. I'm your host, Helen Johannesson from Helen's Wines in beautiful Los Angeles, California. And today I have the absolute pleasure of having a woman I've known for several years on the podcast. I have watched her grow a very small side hustle business into literally a burgeoning empire. Loria Stern is the mastermind behind Eat Your Flowers. And if you've been living in LA for at least, 5 years, then you know her signature baked item, the flower cookie. You've seen it. You've received it. Well, she ships it nationwide now. She's been on Shark Tank. She is doing major things. And I had to have her on to talk about what's up with that. Like, what's up with flowers and baking and how do they taste and all that good stuff. She's an absolute treat. And she also shares her favorite one pot recipe, which I'm literally going to make this weekend, I think. Loria in the mother effing house. We've known each other for years and finally you're here in front of me. Welcome to Wine Face.
Helen, I'm so happy to be here.
I am so thrilled you're here. I feel also very honored because you have like blown up and gotten so big and so busy, which we're going to talk about in this podcast.
Oh,
Miss
gosh.
Entrepreneur, okay. From all things natural, which I love. I was just singing Loria's new theme song, which is Calling Loria, Loria. All right, y'all got the intro, but Loria, can you just break down? You are the queen of Eat Your Flowers. This is your business, put on the map by flowers and cookies. How do you break it down? Like, what is this magic world you've created? Tell the people.
That is it right there. Well, thank you for that introduction. I have to bring it back to my days of 2011. When I was working as a pastry chef at a fancy hotel. Uh-huh. And I was also taking an adult education edible and medicinal plant class where
Ooh.
I took 3 semesters of this course. Essentially, I learned foraging, how to forage.
Cool.
And what botanicals are edible, which ones are medicinal, which ones were used to do what by the earliest inhabitants of the land. And it was a very inspiring and interesting course for me. I ended up taking 3 semesters of it. And
so amazing.
Yeah.
You're like, I need a deep dive. I really need a deep dive.
I was the youngest person by maybe 4 decades in the class.
That.
And it was great. And
everyone's retired trying to live off their like monthly. They're like, we're going to forage to supplement our income.
And I'm like working as a pastry chef at till 2 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
A
different life than what you live now.
Yes. Oh yeah. Very different.
So when was the first moment where you were like, I'm going to put this edible flour in this goddamn shortbread sugar? I don't know. I'll let you talk about it. But, and then like, what, like, do you remember those first few days? Because now it's like your name is synonymous with the aesthetic. Like you created it in a lot of ways, in a mass way. I'm sure someone up in Maine was fucking doing this, but
I've never
maybe
seen
not.
It before, Helen.
Me neither.
So you know what? The way it came about was I was catering a friend's party and the theme was Georgia O'Keeffe desert flour. Oh. So all the elements of the party was either desert ingredient related or flour related.
Oh my gosh.
So I catered that whole party with all those elements and the dessert, I was just like, I'm going to make flour cookies, flour, you know, because flours on cookies was done in the Victorian ages. You know, it was done a long time ago, but the way they did it in those days was they painted the cookie halfway through the baking process. They painted the cookie with raw egg whites and then stuck a flour on it, like glued it onto the cookie.
Oh.
And then baked it. So the...
Like an edible flour.
Yeah, edible flour. Sorry. Always edible. And, you know...
When we say flours, they're all edible, y'all.
They're all edible here.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yes.
And that's the thing. A lot of bakers use inedible flours, which I'm always like, ooh.
Like you must have a ton of copycats.
Oh, there's so many copycats. Yeah.
Who are using inferior product.
Oh, there's a lot of them that are using poisonous flours.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
I'm scared for people out there because it's not good.
Do you tell them? Like in their DMs, like, yo, FYI, guru of flour cookies here.
Yeah, I've sent a couple, like, I don't know about that one. But I've stopped now that things, you know, I've gotten kind of a big following. I've kind of just...
You do you.
I'm going back, taking back a step.
Just do, you know? turn it down a notch.
You
like are living in Montecito.
Yeah.
You're looking out at your beautiful landscape. You're walking through the Santa Barbara Hills. You're like, I could eat that. I could eat that. This is lovely. Like,
exactly.
When did it all become a passion? Because this really seems what it must have been a passion to fuel you to hear.
Yeah. Well, the first batch I made of these cookies was really interesting because I put on, you know, the usual suspects of edibles that we know about. Lavender, you know, there was some tarragon, some thyme.
Mm.
I foraged some nasturtiums in the backyard.
Great.
I went and found some pomegranate petals from the pomegranate tree on the property I was living.
Gorgeous.
So after that first batch I baked, it was so interesting to me to see how different botanicals behaved during the bake.
Huh.
So for example, lavender, which is a bright purple flower that you put on cookie after it bakes, you know, a dark gray, kind of a rustic, antique looking color.
Gets muted. Yeah.
Whereas pomegranate petals were almost more vibrant after the bake. More vibrant.
They
red
got the glow up.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, whoa. This is so interesting.
Oh my God.
And that led me down this total rabbit hole of just really putting everything edible onto a cookie or a biscuit, you know, sweet or savory, and just seeing how it bakes and behaves in the oven. And then seeing if I can manipulate the way that it bakes so that it bakes vibrant. And I've come up with different ways for different flours and so that they do remain vibrant.
How important is the medicinal aspect to like that you can eat, you know, foraging and what you do combined with the visual? Is it like,
well,
I mean, the cookies are like, they're visual to me. I'm not like, oh my God, the medicine I'm getting from eating this box of cookies.
Well, you know, there's a bit of medicinal qualities
always
to anything natural,
right?
You know, that you're eating an herb, thyme, rosemary.
I believe that.
Kale.
Yeah.
There's antioxidants. There's vitamins.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm not going around saying these cookies are going to cure your cold. Like, no, it's not. That's not what it's about.
These are the anti-aging your flowers cookies.
I wonder. That's actually a good idea.
There you go.
I have done some cookies with collagen in them.
Literally going to be Oprah's favorite thing before you know it.
Let's go.
I feel like it's coming. Called it here first. I call things on the podcast and then they happen.
You get
this 10%. Happened with a few guests. So
really?
I'm putting it out there.
Okay.
Oprah, this Christmas holiday season.
The youth youth-defying cookies.
So the last time I saw you was years ago, which is so sad. And I don't even remember how we met. I feel like I really don't. Maybe it was just through friends.
I don't know.
Maybe
either.
Through Heather. I don't know. Like we met. Yeah. Heather Taylor. I don't know. So we met and then.
Erica Sheedy.
Maybe? Yeah, maybe Erica.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out Erica.
Erica,
she's
love
the
you.
Best. We yeah. love you, Erica Cheedy. Everyone go download Loom when
yeah.
it's out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great game-changing app. Anyway, sidebar.
Yeah.
We met and you were like already sort of in LA, this like cult guru of like, oh, you're having a dinner party? Get one of Loria's cakes. Oh, you're doing this? Get one of like, my friend Mariko is like obsessed with
oh,
you.
Mariko.
You know Mari.
I love Mari.
And we were just talking about you over the weekend. Mm. And how so, but now you're like beyond that. You are like a nationwide sensation recently on Shark Tank. I cannot yeah. not have time to talk about Shark Tank. Can we talk about it?
Let's talk about it.
I'm gonna open this first wine first.
Ugh, yes.
It's made in the San Juan Islands. It's really low alcohol. I picked this for you because it is apple wine. So
beautiful.
Instead of grapes, it's yeah. fermented. It's Picanique. It's made by my friends Nico Katori and Tess Bryant. And ooh. Woo, it's
wow.
exploding.
Oh,
oh, on the Dear Media floor.
Pop it.
Oh my God. We just have to drink it. This is, oh, it's getting crazy. It didn't, it's literally everywhere, but we're okay. And for those of you who can't see the label, it's just like gorgeous apples made in the San Juan Islands. Cheers.
I love this label.
And it's so good. That's yeah. the apples. That's
I,
them.
I love, that's an amazing
And it's low
label.
Alcohol. And I was like, Cheers, this feels Colin. Like eating your flowers, even like, though it is.
Eating your apples.
Does an apple flower bake well?
Bakes a little bit brown. I've tried it before,
yeah.
to be honest, but I respect it, you know?
This is very tasty. It's like apple with a little bit of cinnamon.
I love this.
It's dry. It's just, oh, it's
What's
really, really.
The alcohol content?
Probably like 7%. I
this
covered
is
it up.
Delicious.
It's really low because it's not like it's, they stopped the fermentation to make it like this apple pet nat vibe. It's not cider. It's like apple wine. It's a new category in some ways.
This is so good.
They're brilliant. They do no wrong. They're literally. Cheers to us and Cheers. Nature. Cheers to nature.
Cheers to nature, really.
But I feel it's like you're so in touch with nature. Like you're baking like blue spirulina focaccia. All right, you're not. I don't know if you're doing that, but you're
oh,
doing
I've done
it the
that,
other
huh?
day. And I was Come like, ah, oh, I just want to live in your kitchen.
Come over anytime.
Cut to Please. Shark Tank.
Yeah,
Let's just
okay.
carve out 5 minutes for Shark
yeah, yeah,
Tank.
Yeah, yeah.
Dish,
I love it.
Dish,
I love it.
Dish, yes.
Well, it was a really, really cool experience.
Okay.
One of the coolest experiences I've ever had,
mm-hmm.
I will say. And, you know, I applied for the show in June. I got a, you know, call back a couple weeks later. The process did take a couple months. Mm. We filmed in September. It aired in March.
Wow. That's a huge gulf.
A huge gap. And I didn't know if it was going to air or not.
And you couldn't really talk about it.
I couldn't really talk. I couldn't.
Yeah.
No, not until I got my air date. And once I got my air date, I was so excited. I was so thrilled and also nervous. You don't know how, you know, they're going to edit it.
And yeah, and how like the entire nation is going to because
perceive
people,
you.
Yeah,
yeah,
even if you get a deal or
yeah.
not,
yeah.
your business will be affected.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And I think for the most part, it's my guess is it's probably great for any business that's on that show. But
yeah.
for mine, I mean, the orders were flowing in. It was just
it was surreal. It must have been insane.
It was surreal. Yeah.
And then
was,
you form new habits for people. Like I'm sure
well,
then there's
I
the
hope
reorders.
So.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. It's re-airing in a couple of days. Well, you'll probably cut that out.
No. Oh, you know what?
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. We're going to watch it. We just
know.
Saw it. We
okay,
just
yeah,
watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Last
it was just
week.
On.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Download Hulu. There it is.
Download Hulu.
Yeah,
Use
yeah.
my login. Here you go, everyone. No, I'm just kidding. Could you imagine?
That would be a really
Here's my
nice
cell phone number.
Present.
Text me with wine questions.
Oh, no.
I'll group text you with Loria. And if you want
to
know if
Talk to
if
Ask me
plant,
about flowers.
Do just, people send you photos of flowers and
oh,
plants
yeah.
and are like, can I
All
eat this?
All the time.
It must, if people oh, do yeah. that with me with wine.
And I mean, my good friends. It's
yeah.
like, you got to respond. But
yeah.
it comes to a point where you're like, I'm busy.
Yeah. And I don't really know you.
Yeah.
When was the last time I saw you?
Sometimes I'm like, who is this?
Yeah.
No. Oh, it's da da da. We met through da 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 at da 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 da. It's like,
I love the blind DMs
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
plan my Tuscan vacation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I could do that. Okay. Like, so did you get a shark? What happened? Tell all the people.
I got a deal on the show with Barbara Corcoran.
She's my favorite. I feel like she's just the bomb.
Babs is the best.
Oh my.
She's legit.
Do you have her cell phone number?
I don't.
Okay. We'll get into it.
I do have her personal email. I didn't end up going through the deal after the fact.
Why?
Well, the reason why is, to all business owners out there, it's pretty interesting, but, and maybe I'm ignorant to reveal this about myself, but when I applied for the show, I applied with, you know, my finances for my businesses and, or for my business, and everything's under one LLC.
Yeah.
So that includes, you know, the baked goods, Laurie Estern's cookbook, which just came out, by the way. It's all one company under one umbrella.
Oh.
But on the show, I was pitching my bakery, just my baked goods. And, you know, that's the majority of the income anyway of the whole LLC, but it's not 100%. So when we got into due diligence, I was kind of like, all right, I don't want to sell my name. I don't want to give my name up.
Yeah.
Laurie Estern. I don't want anyone to own my name, essentially.
Is that what she wanted?
Yeah. She was expecting to own Laurie Estern LLC, which is 100% of the profits from everything that...
Which is like, you couldn't do... You'd have to create a separate business.
Exactly.
And, oh my God.
Or sell shares of
the company. What percentage of your business was she getting?
She was getting 15%.
15. That's significant.
It's a lot. Significant.
Yeah.
And
if you did another cookbook, she's a part of it.
And if I do... One in 20 years, she gets 15%. And for me, you know, that's not my goal. I want to just keep being me and own my name and own whatever I want to do. So, you know, if I start another food company, she would own 15%. But I'm more looking, you know, if I could, you know, if I could plan what I'm doing, it'll be like a Nancy Silverton situation where... She's Nancy Silverton. She's written cookbooks. She also started La Brea Bakery. She's also gone and done Triple Beam or other businesses. So
she has a lot of other things.
She has other things going on. And that, to me, that's my ultimate inspiration and my personal goal.
I love Nancy.
Nancy's incredible.
God,
she is.
Love her.
She's it.
Yeah, she's the goat.
She's the goat.
She's one of the lady goats.
She's the goat.
Not just because, not for the ladies. Yeah. Like, I just admire women. And I don't mean like she's a goat without a gender. But then for me, she's one of my like
in
lady
the F&B world.
Yeah. And because, just in life. I'm like, I want to drive around in a Porsche
and like, look like her.
And just wear Marnie and Prada and just like, hell yeah. Love her.
Love
just
her.
Just be brilliant.
We love you, Nancy.
Nancy, shout out. Wow. So were they shocked?
No, they were very nice.
This must happen all the time. People
79% of the deals that go through on Shark Tank do not end up going through.
Because people are like, oh, wow, I'm going to give up.
Yeah,
it's
who knows?
Not worth it.
A number of different reasons. For me, it was I just didn't want to give up my name.
Yeah.
And I've never tried to get investment for my company before. So I know if I did, I would get a better deal.
Right.
I would get more money and give away less percentage. And so when
so
I want to do that, I will do that. And
yeah. Go the VC route or whatever.
Yeah.
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 Oh my
friends
God.
And family, whatever. But right now, my company is profitable and we're good.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my gosh. Good for you.
Thanks, Helen.
But you got the exposure. Like, did you want to do it for
the
exposure? Yeah.
No, I didn't want to do it for the exposure. That wasn't my goal. My goal is really to find a mentor, to find somebody to help me.
You were genuinely trying to be like, hey, Shark,
anyone,
let's do it.
Hey,
yeah.
This is hard.
So hard.
Who, I don't know anyone who's done this before.
Yeah.
Like, help me figure this out. And since then, I have hired a consultant. She's incredible.
Great.
She's worked for Le Pain Quotidant for years before. And, you know, she's really helping me figure it out. And this Shark Tank episode really helped me figure out what my business goals are and what my future is.
It helped you organize.
Yeah. Helped me see what I wanted to do. Yeah.
Now I'm inspired.
I mean,
I think I need to do that.
You would be amazing on Shark Tank.
No, I don't want to go on Shark Tank. I don't know what I'd sell. Would I be like,
wine.
Hey, let me curate. No, I don't make any wine, though.
I'd be like, sell it, though.
I'll just curate your cellar. I don't think I'd get a shark.
You might.
No, I think I have goals within what I'm doing, but I feel like there's more I'm supposed to be doing. And I don't know what that is. And I've been recently thinking about it. Not supposed to, like someone is telling me. Yeah. It's in my, it's inside me.
What direction do you think? Do you have any clue right now?
I don't know. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. Mm. I think it has to do with like where I want to take my life.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I have to
figure out. You have a baby
out.
Right now?
Baby. Yeah. Toddler.
I mean, so your life has changed.
Significantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Shark Tank. Cheers to you. Oh,
Helen, cheers to you.
No. So what?
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Oprah. Cheers to Oprah.
Oprah, we love you.
Oh, we really do. And congrats on the cookbook.
Helen.
I was in Mexico when your cookbook party happened. I said I could go. And then I was like, oh, by the way, I can't. But at least I let them know.
Yeah,
I always
hate.
I mean, it's always so rude.
There's a handful of people that just
don't show.
No show, no go. Okay.
You know what? You're accounting for someone in a food and beverage minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I paid for these people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they didn't show.
It's okay. It's LA, you know?
Where do you want to take Eat Your Flowers? And does it segue more? Like, because right now you're kind of, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're a shipping bakery company. Like,
yep. We nationally ship all our baked goods.
Do you want to focus more on like catering or food here in LA? Are you happy in the space you're in? Like, where does it go?
I am happy in the space I'm in. We are permitting our space to be a retail bakery if we wanted to.
Yeah.
So that's in the works. I'm not really sure I want to go that route.
Yeah.
Because the way things are going are working. But I do want to have my space be open to classes.
Yes.
And pop-ups and, you know, host different makers to teach a class. And, you know, a florist to come teach a class or a flower natural dyer to teach a dye class. So, you know, you to teach a wine class if you'd like. I don't know.
Love I think it. That would I'm be there very in a cool. flash. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's the quickest goal right now that I have in the next, you know, couple months. We'll do that. So
how much of your life is what your business is? And what I mean by that is like when you wake up in the morning, like what are you eating? And I'm edging at Instagram versus reality a little bit, but like, I feel like you really walk the walk, talk the talk. Can you talk about what is your personal life like with nature? Like what is that vibe?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question. And, you know, I'll start out by saying I grew up in Ojai, California, a small town surrounded by nature. My parents, they weren't total hippies, but they loved a natural moment. I was always the kid at the donut shop that liked the bran muffin. So I was always kind of like the hippie nature kid, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
just I always have been. And yeah, I mean, for me, being in nature is, you know, it's a meditation. It makes me feel better about my life and about being alive, really. So I try to spend as much time as I can in nature. Living in LA, that can be challenging, but
yeah, it's so hard here.
It is. I live in Mount Washington, so it does feel a bit.
Feels woodsy.
It does feel woodsy. Yeah. My house is, yeah, there's a hike. You can't see any other houses. It's pretty crazy that it's actually LA. So
it's great.
So yeah, for me, you know, and growing plants, I grow a lot of the flowers that we use at the bakery.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, outside.
Yeah. My front and backyard is full on edible flower zone.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's become an obsession. And at first it was just like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, supplement some flowers at the bakery because flowers are so expensive. But now it's like, oh gosh, those are blooming. I got to pick it. And then like 2 hours later, I come to the bakery like, sorry guys, just had to pick these flowers. But, you know, we still buy a ton of flowers, of course, from different growers.
You have to. I mean, you could never keep up with the volume.
No.
I would have to have a
5-acre farm to do that. Maybe one day that will happen. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you find yourself constantly sort of experimenting with, you know, how nature can influence baking?
Yeah, for sure. All the time. I mean, you know, as a business owner, I'm sure you know this, but there's busier times and there's more lull moments. And
yes, the lulling moments that make you twitch when you're like,
they
make me twitch.
Well, it's kind of like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to generate that energy into playing in the kitchen.
Like, oh, good for you.
Which is how I started this whole thing. You know, I had no intention of starting a company. It just organically happened on Instagram, really.
You had like a side hustle. right? Like you were living in Montecito.
Yeah. I lived in a guest house of, yeah. of a house, and I cooked for wealthy people, and that was my career path. And
when was the day then when you really flipped the switch? Was it scary?
You know, to be perfectly honest, I had imposter syndrome for years. I didn't think that, you know, people order cookies next week. Like, oh, I don't know if they'll actually order them. And now looking back, it's like, oh, they're going to order them.
they're going to order them.
Yeah. So
what's the craziest time for you sell the most cookies?
Yes. Oh,
like,
yeah.
By far.
By far.
What is the craziest time of year for
Christmas
cookies? Christmas. Far. Yeah. Christmas. Same for us. Yeah. I think it's for everyone, yeah. right? Like, yeah. Christmas is just bananagrams. You have no life. It's just like,
it's crazy. Yeah.
The variables. Have you ever been short on flowers?
Yeah, we have. And, you know, I developed new designs.
Love it.
Well, instead of pressing the whole flower, it's like one petal and then you put a stem and then a leaf and then it's a new design.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
You're like so crafty. I love that.
Gotta make it happen, you know?
What's your like food and wine day to day? Like, not what are you drinking wine every day? I mean, like, do you like to go out to eat? Do you cook at home the most? Like, what's your vibe? Tell me about some of your favorite experiences. Food, if there's wine involved, great. I'm going to pour us actually the second rosé made of redwood.
I still want to drink this.
City. Oh, yeah. You could drink it and I will pour this when you're ready.
No. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it so good?
It really tastes like crisp apples.
No, they nailed it. It's so special. I brought this because there's a flower on the label.
I love that.
I know it's so
it's very
like
George O'Keefe. That's a borage flower.
I love borage flower.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so good.
They taste like cucumber, and it's cool because you could pick them like the way you pick them. It's they're picked upside down, essentially. So you'd pick them by the black butt.
Oh.
And then flip it over, and that's how it would be like pretty. Rather than showing you the black butt, you know?
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah.
Is there health benefits to borage?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Helen, of course.
When people come to your house, I want to get back to your food and wine, meditation. But do you just have flowers on all the when you have dinner parties?
Not too many. Not like my crazy catering. Yeah. When it's like flowers to the max.
You're like, Helen, it is a brand.
I mean, true. But, you know, when friends come over, it's just, there's a little sprinkle of mustard flour.
Yes.
Yeah. So you'll have to come over.
I'm so down. You vice versa. You have to come to my house. We should do a flower wine pairing.
Oh, my gosh. Fun.
I don't know how we would approach that. How do you pair wine with flowers?
Oh, well, it makes perfect sense because flowers have flavor notes. And actually, I describe them in my cookbook.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah, let's do that.
What the flowers taste like.
So it'll be like taste the flower, taste the wine. And we can do like similar or opposites or symbiotic or whatever we want.
I mean, I love that idea.
We're getting it on the books. This tastes like a little salty watermelon, salty dog.
It does.
A little salty dog. I like salty dog.
So good.
It's Carignan. It's made by this amazing woman, MA Wines, Redwood Valley. So good. I love her.
Yeah, why is it salty?
She's based in Sebastopol.
The color is beautiful.
The color is just magnificent. Ugh, I wish like I had a room this color that I could just sit in. Wouldn't that be just fabulous? For all y'all who can't see it, it's sort of like a pinky orange, sort of ruby red grapefruit.
This
energy.
Is a really pretty color with some effervescence to it. You know, it's like glowy almost.
Yeah, well, I was like, we got to bring some real natural wine for Laurier Stern. Mm. It would be feel weird
Thank
to bring
you so
anything
much.
Else. What's your favorite like food place to eat in LA? What do you like to eat?
I don't eat out all that much.
Okay. So we were back to the meditation. Yeah. You like to cook at home.
I cook at home for myself a lot.
I love that.
Yeah. Just
what's your go-tos? Like what's your vibe? I like
recently,
to know. Everybody wants to know.
Okay. I mean, it's quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's quick to me.
Yeah.
And it's easy, meaning it's one pot and
I love a one potter.
And and one, maybe two utensils and one cutting board.
And so, one light bulb.
One light bulb and one flame. That's it.
We're camping.
We could make this camping actually. Yeah. So, you know, we're essentially putting a little glug of olive oil in the pan.
Glug.
Then we get whatever chicken you have. It could be boneless, skinless. It could be bone in, skin on. Just I mix it up.
I like a chicken thigh personally.
I did chicken thighs two nights ago. Bone in, skin on.
Perfect. Gorge.
So you put it, you know, get that heat a little hot. Put those breasts on, or sorry, in our case, thighs. Put those thighs on. Sizzle it down. Get it golden brown.
Okay.
Okay. Following
crispy.
This?
Crispy. Yeah.
Crispy.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm following.
Flip them. Then we have an onion that we cut up.
Oh, we're cutting. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're chopping.
It's chopped. Put it in.
Yep.
Stir it around a little bit. Then we put some salt. Then we put some curry powder.
Whoa.
That's right.
That was a left turn I wasn't expecting.
That's where we're going.
Yeah.
Then we put a handful of raisins.
Delish.
That's right.
I'm very into this.
Then we put some long grain basmati rice.
Wait, in the same pot?
Oh, yes, Helen.
No.
That's right.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken and rice with a curry spice?
With some raisins.
Oh.
Hello.
Damn. How much water are you adding?
So my ratio is this, which I learned from, she's pretty much my mom, my other mom, who is Afghani. She was born in Afghanistan.
Love that.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
So she taught me this rule. It's 1 cup rice, long grain basmati to 1 1/3 cup liquid.
Yes. People do too much water usually
always,
with rice.
Always.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. Then pour it in, you know,
okay.
Yeah. So whatever, however much rice you have. So. 2 cups times it by 1.3. It's a little under 3 cups. Put that much liquid in. It could be water. It can be stock.
I love
it.
It
can be,
yes.
Could be a little wine, a little water.
Yeah. Okay.
Change up this flavor profile.
I love this. Okay.
Bring it to a boil.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then put the lid on, turn it down to the lowest simmer for 25 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Turn off the heat.
Stop.
Let it sit with the lid on. Put it to the back of the stove for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Take that lid off, fluff it, and it's perfect. The chicken thighs are cooked perfectly
and they
and
like
juicy.
Fall off the bone.
Oh, fall off the bone.
Oh my gosh.
The skin is crispy but soft.
Oh, what kind of curry powder are you using? Just like
I have this one kind from Kalustian's, the spice store in New York.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I also have Madras.
Okay.
But Madras is salty, so like cut the salt back if you use that one, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Yeah. To me it's important because it's not just like go anywhere and get a curry powder.
Oh no.
You have to get a really specific, a really good one.
It's gotta be a good one.
Sometimes I love you, Alex. He'll like show up with random curry, like random
like, no,
powder.
No,
I'm like, no, babe. No. Wait, he's going to listen to this and be like, that's not true, but we'll talk about it later. Love you.
Yeah, that's okay.
I feel like you just dropped some one pot magic. I'm making that and I'm going to film myself and send it to you.
Will you really though?
Yeah, but it's not for Instagram. I don't
care.
Okay,
just to me.
Yeah,
okay,
just to you. It's an intimate.
I want this.
Because then you can like eat it for a few days.
Oh, I've had mine in there for,
I'm going to eat it for dinner. Do you put yogurt on or anything?
Sometimes I do a little yogurt and I always have sauces in my fridge.
Okay.
Just make anything taste good.
Random sauces. Like what are your top three sauces?
My top three sauces, which are in my cookbook.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Shameless plug right there. So I make toum. It's like a garlic aioli.
One of my favorites.
You can put it on anything.
Literally makes everything better.
Anything and everything.
Yeah. And it's vegan.
It is vegan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's essentially mayo, but very flavorful mayo.
Yeah.
I would say. And it's just garlic, lemon juice, salt, water.
Yeah. Oh my
crazy.
God. So simple. Absurd.
And oil. Lots of oil.
Okay. Other two
anyway,
sauces. Yeah. Lots and lots of oil.
Actually, mostly oil.
Yeah.
And then I have this herby sauce. It's called my emerald green sauce. It's just, it's mint, parsley, cilantro, scallions. Red wine vinegar, olive oil.
Oh my God. So like a salsa verde, but Gloria Stern's version.
A little sweet. Yeah.
And sweet with the honey.
Yeah.
Twist.
Yeah. And the rice vinegar.
Rice vinegar is like a real twist as well.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's so good and refreshing. And
on chicken is so.
On chicken.
Yeah.
On grilled chicken.
Keep it in a mason jar.
Keep it in the back of the fridge. Just use it on everything.
They don't go bad.
Mm-mm.
I love a sauce too. I'm inspired. Yeah. I need more sauces.
And it's bright green. It's just pretty color. And I make all my sauces with a immersion blender.
Like a hand.
Just a handheld blender.
Yeah.
So easy.
Or like hand chop.
Hand chop?
Hand chop the herbs. Or you'd immersion blend.
Immersion blend it.
Bam.
Let's keep things simple, Helen.
Oh my God.
Gosh. We don't have all day to chop herbs right now.
I don't. I know. You don't. Wait, a one pot wonder. Don't. I'm literally obsessing. Like, I'm like, yeah. When am I going to make this?
So good.
Raisins. The raisins.
I love raisins. Are my favorite food, just FYI. It's similar to wine in some ways.
Right? It's reminding me of this dish my mom made every dinner party growing up for when it was more than eight people, called chicken marbella. I think it's such a 80s or 90s
dish. That's
the
silver plate dish.
Yes. Yeah, and it has like prunes and olives
and dates.
And date. Yeah,
and
or
capers.
Dates and capers. It's just
and vinegar. So good.
Yeah.
It's very similar flavor profile to that.
It's like a vibe.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Moria, we need to do our wine and flour pairing.
Let's do it.
What's your favorite type of wine to drink?
I'm scared you're going to be mad at me.
Why would I be mad?
Because I'm kind of a oaky Chardonnay gal.
That is so... I wish I'd known that. I would have brought you an awesome oaky Chard.
I'm like an oaky, buttery Chard girl.
You just like to like get it all out there. Just boom, chakalaka. But I love full-bodied Chardonnays. But our California, are we going full new oak?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Favorite winery? You don't have to tell if you don't want to. I'm just curious.
I don't.
Are you like old school, like Cali old school wineries?
Well, my friend is Christina Turley, who's from the Turley.
I love her wines. We pour them at multiple restaurants.
Her Chardonnay is one of the best I've ever had.
Never had it.
It's so good.
Oh, shout out to Christina, who makes the most gorgeous cocktails.
Who I went to high school with also.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We go way back.
What a small world.
It is.
She's really cool.
She's awesome.
I really love her.
She's iconic. Oh, yeah. You should.
And then you should
and
come.
Her. She's so knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Like you and her. Would
she's
just,
really, yeah. really smart.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Cut Ben out of the equation. Sorry, Ben.
I love husband.
I know. Husband is great. Husband. Shout out husband. Her husband.
Her husband.
Ben. Loria, you're the best. You're inspiring.
Thanks, Helen.
Before we wrap up, I love to do a little rapid fire right now questions.
Cool.
Are you down? Go. Yeah?
For sure.
Get your motors running.
Whew,
head out on the highway. All right, here we go. I don't know what's up with me today. White or red?
We know this. White.
White. Light or full?
We know this full.
Yeah, we know this. Orange or rosé?
Orange.
Orange. Okay. Fill in the blank. Fried chicken plus. Could be anything.
Beer?
Beer. Yeah. Truffles or caviar?
Truffles.
Yeah. Current drink order?
Chardonnay.
So if anybody's curious about the Oaky Chardonnay train and why it's so transformative, go get some Turley Chardy. Do yourself a favor. It is really, really good.
What's your favorite Chardonnay?
I'm prone to white Burgundy. So Chardonnay grown in France. That's my faves. And I open to all types and styles. Like Chablis is much more zippy and minerally. And then Pouligny Montrachet is more fat and unctuous. So
like
is
like
Meursault. Like, there's so many layers and undulating currents. But why I love Burgundy for Chardonnay is even if you have something that's a little oaky or fuller bodied, there's a lot of limestone there. So it always has this mineral like line through it. So there's layers and flavor balance. And that's what I like. Chardy girls. We're Chardy girls. What flower pairs with oaky Chard?
Gosh, that's a great question.
I would think like a sunflower seed, not a flower. I mean, it kind of
is. Sunflower petal.
Yeah. You can eat a sunflower petal?
Yeah, of course, Helen.
Oh my gosh. What's the most common flower petal that people can actually eat that they wouldn't know?
Wow. That's
a very crazy question.
I have never thought about that answer.
Like, could you eat a rose petal?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. But not all rose petals.
No, you can't. Here, we have to do a, you know, general surgeon's warning.
Reverse engineer, yeah.
Yeah. Not all flowers are edible. Definitely not the ones at Trader Joe's or...
Because they're from flower farms.
Yeah, they're
sprayed. Like factory farm
flowers. They're
grown
for being pretty on your vase,
right.
You know?
They have no fragrance and no vibe.
Yeah,
they
and
lack
no taste.
Energy. Yeah.
So the only flowers that you can really eat are those that are grown for culinary purposes, which... Farmers Markets has them.
Yep.
You know, there's a couple of resources on my website that.
And your cookbook.
And in my cookbook, exactly, where you could buy edible flowers wherever you live in the United States. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Can you tell everybody where they can find more Loria Stern?
You can go to eatyourflowers.com.
Yes.
You could find me on Instagram at Loria Stern. And I don't know.
You can sign up for our flower wine workshop.
Yes.
And we will be posting.
Let's put that on the book.
Yeah, we're going to put that on the book. So if you're in LA or fly in for it, you know, YOLO. It's going to be fun.
Well, this is an experience.
Yeah.
Who can say that they've done a flower and wine tasting?
It's going to be immersive.
Yeah, that's
we
what
might
I'm talking about.
Have some special surprise guests, too.
We need to.
We for sure
will.
We will.
Just get ready.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Helen.
So, so much. I'm inspired. I'm going to go eat all the flowers in my garden. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to start texting you photos of them.
Okay. I will answer you. But then you'll have to answer me about my wine questions.
I will. Deal.
Okay. All right. Shake on it. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Helen.
Isn't she just the best? Go order flower cookies. I just ate one. Rosalie, my producer, just ate one. We loved it. If you want to check out more about Loria, you can hit her up on Instagram at Loria Stern or go to eatyourflowers.com, as she said. If you want to see what I'm up to, you go to @helenswines.com and go to @helenswines for Instagram, and you go to helenswines.com if you want to see what we're shipping nationwide. As usual, thanks for tuning in. Bye. Wow.